During a speech in Sydney, the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, revived one of the major themes of the Conservative manifesto he launched last year. Mr. Abbott said to improve the quality of life for Australians, changes need to be made to the number of migrants allowed into the country.
Making immigrants feel unwelcome in their own country is the last thing we need. Immigration has been overwhelmingly and unquestionably good for Australia. My issue is not immigration. It's the rate of immigration, at least until infrastructure, housing stock and integration has better caught up. We simply have to move the overall numbers substantially down.
Mr. Abbott wants the intake reduced from the current cap of 190,000 places per year to the average levels of the former Howard government, approximately 110,000 a year. But Treasurer Scott Morrison, also a former immigration minister, says it's not a good idea.
By cutting permanent migration, what you'd simply do is you'd put a huge burden on the budget, some $4 to $5 billion. If you did what Tony Abbott suggests, then you would only reduce the proportion that was skilled migration, and you'd have a bigger proportion which was family migration, which ultimately gets more dependent on welfare.
Moreover, the Treasurer says Mr. Abbott's claims of an Australia under strain aren't true.
The level of permanent migration to Australia has been the same since about 2011, 2012. There's been no change. And in fact, last year, it actually didn't meet the cap. It was about 7,000 or 8,000 less than what the planned level was. Now, clearly, the permanent intake hasn't been driving population growth because it's been the same. It's been the other areas that have lifted that population.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said just last week the migrant intake could conceivably be reduced. His new department encompasses the immigration portfolio. But at the National Press Club in Canberra, he's dismissed Tony Abbott's calls.
My judgment is that we've got the settings right. I want to bring people in as young as possible, as highly skilled as possible, so that they're paying taxes for longer, that they're contributing to Australian society, and that they're helping build our nation.
Australia's migration program is split into three streams: skilled, family and special eligibility. The humanitarian intake is a separate program altogether. Mr. Abbott is correct in saying Australia's net overseas migration has been increasing since the Howard era. In 1996, the net overseas migration was 104,000 migrants. It peaked at 300,000 people in 2009. In the last financial year, 186,000 migrants came to Australia, most of them filling skilled places. University of Sydney Law School Professor Mary Crock says migrants are essential to Australia's future.
The bottom line is that Australia needs its migrants. We clearly need these people. Australia's economy needs migrants to work. It does, however, impact on the infrastructure, particularly in our big cities.
Labor MP Peter Khalil is the son of migrants. His parents came to Australia from Egypt nearly 50 years ago. He says Mr. Abbott's comments are wrong, but they do raise legitimate questions about the concentration of migrants in Sydney and Melbourne.
I don't think migrants will be dissuaded at all, but we do need to have a conversation about where those migrants need to go and not make it a simplistic one about cutting intake. They have to be more creative. They have to look at ways to incentivise migrants to go into the regional cities, to go into cities like Adelaide and Hobart and Darwin and Brisbane and Perth, to try and boost their economies.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.